All right, he's here with us now, Eddie. Go ahead, Mario.
Hey, Eddie, how you doing today?
Hey, Mario, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm actually doing pretty solid, brother. Thank you for asking. Eddie, I'm going to try to make this pretty pretty brief and straight to the point. I mean, it sounds like you have an idea of what, you know, SEO entails. So just very quickly, Varsity Foundation Repairing Concrete, are you running the show by yourself, Eddie, or do you have help?
I do have help from my wife and family, although yeah, I am like the main guy on field and, you know, talking to customers and whatnot.
Okay. Well, I know that pricing, you know, you did mention to Eric that pricing is something that you are, you know, trying to be very mindful of. So, you know, I think you'll be quite surprised of the pricings that we have on, you know, to get you listed on that first page of Google. They're actually quite affordable, because I know that that's one of the things that you were, you know, quite concerned about. Now, let me ask, I guess I just want to be very, you know, straight to the point with you. Are you in a position right now, Eddie, where, you know, if you started getting calls from the Google platform, are you able to attend to new clients?
Yes, I am. I am able to take on new leads. Yeah.
Okay, that's what we wanted to know, because that's exactly what, you know, will transpire once we get you on that first page. So this is what we would provide, Eddie. We would be placing Varsity Foundation Repairing Concrete on the first page of Google, right alongside of like Viva Home Remodeling, Juan Mendez Concrete, MAV, Dispo and Demo, Alacon Concrete, Circle G Construction, M&L Network, Concrete Contractors, Pond Metal, and Sutherlands. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, Eddie.
I've heard of Sutherlands. They sell materials. They're material suppliers.
Materials, right. Yeah. They're not correct. So these companies, you know, they do the same thing that you do, Eddie. The only difference is that their first options on Google, right? So when somebody is looking for anything that has to do with like the foundation repairing, concrete work, these companies pop up as first options, and that's how they stay busy. Okay.
Huh.
So what we would do is that we would put Varsity Repair and Concrete right alongside of your competition. So now you would be one of those first options as well, Eddie, when somebody is looking for concrete or foundation repair. You will be popping up as one of those first options. Now, I did want to ask you, Eddie, are you Spanish-speaking by any chance?
Yes, sir. I do speak Spanish.
Oh, okay. I just seen your last name's Caballero. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. I do speak Spanish.
Yeah, I guess que te estoy juzgando por tu apellido. That's all bad, huh? pero bueno, the spot, you know, so you would be there on the first page. Now, let me ask you, since you've had your company, Eddie, have you done a website for the business or not yet?
Not yet. No, I do not have a website.
Okay. The only reason that I'm asking that is that part of the service that we offer, we would actually build the website for you, and we wouldn't charge you anything extra for that, brother. It's already included within the service. Okay?
Oh, okay.
To do a website, and créeme que un website, man, it definitely will help, you know, to get the business. It just, it'll make the company look a lot more professional, brother, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I just sent you a text message with a sample website, brother. Can you let me know if you got it?
Okay.
Well, I acabo de enviar ahorita. It's going to come from our company, Local Splash, and then when you open it, it's going to say, I sent you a random one. It's going to say Precision Paving Pros.
Precision? I did not get it. To which, did you send me my number?
5956. Oh, wait, I have a different number on here. Hold on. I just sent it to the wrong one. Okay, hold on. All right, I just texted it over right now, brother. Sorry about that. Let me know if you got it.
Oh, it's okay. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. So right there, when you open it up, it's going to say Precision Paving Pros. Right there, yes, that's where it would say Varsity Foundation Repair and Concrete. That would be the title.
Okay.
And then right underneath that, this is where, you know, this is a random one, right? But this is how yours would look, the website that we would build for the company. Aquí es donde, donde nosotros vamos a poner los servicios que tú ofreces al público. Anything that you offer the public,
okay.
We'll list is on here, right? Like this company, they do paving, driveways, asphalt, seal coating. So in your case, you know, you do concrete, foundation repairs, ADUs, whatever it is that you do, brother, we'll list it on the website. And then if you have pictures of the work that you do, Eddie, we'll also get those listed on the website. Okay?
Wow, that'd be
and
nice,
then,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the website, brother, believe me, we'll make it look really legitimate. And, I mean, having your own website, bro, it just brings you up a notch. I'm not saying that you're not, you know, a legit company, pero cuando tienes tu propio website, it just makes you look a lot more professional, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, people could easily access my work and see my references.
There you go. There you go. See,
yeah.
you know what's up. Eddie, how old are you, brother, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 26.
Man, and you're already running a business?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to.
That's pretty cool, bro. No, es que te pregunto, because normally most of the times when I speak to guys, they're like, you know, 45, 46, you know what I mean? So, 26.
Yeah.
Damn, man, more power to you, bro. I wish when I was 26, I had the, you know, the right set of mind, you know? Todavía andaba partying and all that stuff, man. That's pretty cool, bro. You know, I guess
by the time
you're 35, you're just going to be kicking back and collecting some checks. That's the way to do it, man. Pero bueno, I don't mean to jump off topic. Mira, so if you look at the website, I mean, if you scroll down, I mean, you'll look that it's going to look very nice and professional. If you go all the way to the bottom, though, just to make it a little bit faster, you'll see that it says hours of operation right here. We would list on Google and on the website what hours you're able to take calls from the customers. Follow us online if you have any presence like TikTok, IG, Facebook. We'll list it on the website as well. And then navigation, how far outside of Port Isabel you're willing to travel for new customers. Okay. And then if you look at the bottom right portion of it, there's a little phone and text message icon. We would also list that. And we would connect your phone number to that. So when the customer is ready to call you, Eddie, all they would do is hit the little phone symbol, and then that's going to connect them straight to your cell phone. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So,
that's pretty convenient.
it's very convenient, brother. So, I mean, aside from putting you on the first page, we'll build the website for you. Do you currently have, like, Facebook or any social media?
I do, yes. I have Facebook and we also have TikTok.
Okay. Pues nosotros trabajamos con Facebook, Eddie. Te pregunto eso because we would promote the Facebook page that you have. And then what's also included within the service as well is that we would run ads on Facebook for you. Okay? And that's included as well. Okay? You don't pay for that separately. Y por último, we also work with Apple. Right, for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, we will also list you through the Apple platform. Okay? You would be listed on there as well. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, to keep you busy. That's why I asked you from the beginning if you are able to take on more work, because that's something that we can provide, brother.
I definitely want more work. Yes.
Okay. Solo el precio que nosotros cobramos, which is the important portion. It's actually really affordable, Eddie. It's $299 a month. There's no contract.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the website. $299 a month, no contract. You do pay the first month. There is what we call a setup charge. It's a programming fee of $99, but you only pay the $99 the first month with your monthly service. Los meses is just a flat rate of $299. So with us, you know, it's not like Angie's Home Advisor Thumbtack when you're using Google. With Google, it doesn't matter how many jobs you land, how many phone calls, how many leads. That $299, Eddie, is never going to change. Okay? Now, I do want to ask you. So right now, let's say you start getting the calls from clients, right? Whether it's, are you doing commercial as well or just residential?
I could work in commercial jobs as well, although it's been very, you know, you could count out the jobs that I've done commercially. But just because, like I was telling to the guy before,
you know, it's as hard as to land a commercial job.
Don't worry, man. Once we list you on Google, brother, that's no se te va a hacer difícil. Watch, you'll see that.
Yeah.
So the question is, let's say you start getting calls right now, both residential and commercial, right, through the Google platform, which is, you know, lo que va a pasar. Are you able to attend to new clients?
I am, yeah. I could attend to them, you know, starting today, tomorrow, this week, you know.
Okay, so your schedule is open. Okay, perfect. That's what we want to hear, brother.
Yeah, I do work around the clock, so it doesn't matter the time, you know, the place, I'll be there. And I do normally make arrangements to accumulate for my customers' busy schedule.
Okay, perfecto, perfecto. Okay, and then Eddie, your last name is Caballero. Your email address, eddiecaballero.82@gmail.com?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, now the phone number, you know, it's funny because I know you speak Spanish, but I can tell that you prefer English because te hablo en español y todo me contestas en inglés. That's what I figure.
Sí, es solo de costumbre, pero nada más. Los dos lo hablo muy bien, muy excelente.
Qué bueno. You're in Texas. ¿Eres de Monterrey or what?
No, yo soy de aquí del Valle, pero mi familia viene de Veracruz.
Ah, de Veracruz. Okay, all right.
Sí, de Veracruz.
Now, the number 956-801-5016. And then I have another one, 956-621-8333. Which number out of those two, Eddie, did you want to appear on Google? Which is the one that where the customers can call you?
801-5016.
5016. Okay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what days and what times, Eddie, did you wanted to show on Google that you are open for business? ¿Cómo a qué horas quieres que diga ahí? That you are open to take the calls from the customers. Are you doing like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 7 days a week? What are you doing?
Yeah, I do Monday through Saturday. Sundays is time, you know, go to church and whatnot, family day. But
family day. Okay.
Yeah, normally Monday through Saturday, I do take Sundays off. I just recently started. I used to do Sundays, but it was just a little bit too much stress
for you.
You know?
Okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah, but Monday through Saturday works just great. I'm open to calls at any time during the day because I know there's customers that work in the morning and they don't get out till 6, 7. So I'm open to getting calls from them during those hours, although the hours of operation are typically from 7:30 to 6 p.m.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. And 7:30 to 6 p.m., okay. And then how far outside of Port Isabel are you willing to travel for new clients, Eddie?
So I've traveled all the way to Mission, which is about an hour and 20 minutes from me.
Okay.
I work all around the rear. Yeah, I worked a commercial job in La Jolla. We did a golden chick. We leveled out the foundation. That's the farthest I work, which is almost 2 hours away from my location,
awesome.
Depending on the job size, of course. You know, if it's a good-sized job, then I'll go ahead and take it.
Yeah, pues tiene que ser, it has to make financial sense, right, to be driving that far.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll put you down for about 50 to 60 miles then from Port Isabel. Okay. Now, the Facebook page that you have, Eddie, since we are going to promote that for you, is it Varsity Foundation Repair and Concrete, or does it have a different name?
No, actually, I made the Facebook page a long time ago, so I do need to update it. I think it just says Varsity Foundation Repair. Because back then, all I did was foundation repair, but, you know, I wanted to expand my services to get more work, so I started doing concrete as well. And now I'm slowly moving into remodeling, but I don't want to be honest with you, I don't want to be doing a whole lot of trades. I'd rather stick to my bread and butter, which is foundation repair. That's my core, you know. But I didn't know how to...
Tienes mucha razón, bro.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You know, y te digo eso because... You want to master 100% that trade, and I see what you're saying. You know, that's what you want to be recognized for. So.
Yes. So I preferably, I'd rather level homes. Although, you know, if I have very, because foundation repair, we had days, weeks where we had no work, so I had to rely on another trade, which we would do concrete every now and then, or remodel, or even stain, or epoxy. Because I'm quite handy, you know, and my men know, you know, they have different skills and talents. But I don't like jumping from trade to trade. I like sticking to our bread and butter, which is, you know, foundation repair, leveling homes, any kind of foundation, pier and beam, wooden frames, foams, or concrete foundation. We level it all.
Oye, y una pregunta, Eddie. I mean, how long have you been doing this for, bro? I mean, estabas, you know, from your teen years or what?
Yeah, actually, right out of high school in 2016, I started working for a larger company. They're from up here, Foundation of Texas. And from the ground up, I started digging holes, labor, physical labor, you know. And then they saw that I got the hang of everything real quick, and I started learning the structural aspects of the jobs and how to do the blueprints, how to lay out piers, how to form. And that's when they promoted me to a crew leader to take care of a crew, and I was 22. I was already running a crew. So,
damn, bro, man, it's time to do it on my own or what?
Well, not just yet. After that, that was in San Antonio. I wanted to come back home. So there was a local. I actually had no idea this was a trade that you could do here in the valley because I wasn't aware. I'd just never really seen it before. It's not very common to see foundation repair as a trade. So when I came back to the valley, I started working for another company. They're called ABC Foundation Repair. I'm not sure you're familiar with them, but they took me under the wing. You know, I started working for them, and then over time, I became not their employee, but I became their subcontractor because they don't use in-house crew or men. They subcontract the work and give it to another person and takes care of that. They're essentially just like the middleman, I guess you could say. Like they generate the leads, they pay, they have the name, you know, the 40 years of operation and whatnot. They have the credibility, so as you say. But the work they would get, they'll go ahead and forward it to their subcontractor, which at the time was another guy, but he wasn't really doing well. You know, he was getting drunk and just not doing things proper, so they ended up firing him, and they saw that I had a lot of knowledge in the field, so they wanted to try me out, and that's why I got the opportunity to start working on my own.
Hey, man, that's awesome, bro. Qué bueno, man.
I mean,
estás bien joven, brother. You know, y créeme, man. You know, now, you know, we put you on Google and stuff like that. I mean, I can tell you this much, man. We will definitely help keep you busy. I mean, that's what Google does. And then have your own website. That's gonna be a big game changer, man. Pero, qué bueno, bro. Keep your head on straight, man. Qué bueno. I mean, I believe me, man. I like to see that because a lot of times yo trabajo con mucho americano, bro. Mucho gabacho y pues. And it's cool, right? I mean, but when I hear, like, you know, young raza, and I'm just like, damn, man, that's awesome, bro, you know? So
it gives you motivation.
Yeah, bro, I'm like, that's right, man. You know, me da gusto. You know, like, me da gusto right now, bro, helping you out, putting you on Google and doing all of that, bro, because I know that it's going to get your company to the next level, bro. So more power to you, man. Una pregunta, Eddie. ¿Tienes fotos, by any chance, de los trabajos que has hecho?
Yeah, I have some good pictures.
Okay, I'm only asking because we'll need those to put them on the website, so that's pretty awesome. Okay. Now, I do have to make a password for the account. This is in case you ever call us or we call you. We have to make sure that we're only speaking with you. So you get to choose one of these three questions, and then the answer that you give me will be the password to the account. You have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name. Which one do you want to choose?
Probably the easiest to remember would be my pet's name.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah. It's Sarah. S-A-R-A-H. Sarah.
Sarah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Sarah. Okay. You know, I've never heard a pet name called Sarah, bro. That's a little different.
I actually got her with her name. She already had her name, so I just kept it.
Okay.
But yeah,
so keep in mind,
it's a little different.
Sarah will be the password to the account. Okay. And then, what type of payment methods do you take from clients? Because we also list those on Google, brother. Are you doing like Zelle, text, cash, Apple Pay? What exactly are you accepting as form of payments from your customers?
So typically I accept checks. It's like the most formal way of accepting a payment, although I have had customers that zone me directly to my account.
Okay.
And I have had customers paying in cash, and I have had customers that want to use a credit card. So I run them through an app that I use called Square, where I can process a credit card payment, although those charge them a 3% fee, which is standard for most
cases. Okay, perfect. Okay, alrighty. All right, so I'll list you as all of them except you're not doing Apple Pay then, right? You're just doing Square?
I have not done in the past, although I do have an iPhone and an iPad, so I don't
see us having difficulty, you know, getting
a getting access to
that.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then you do have access, Eddie, to eddiecaballero.82@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, sir. That's my principal email.
Okay. Perfect. I'm just asking you because that's where we'll be sending the confirmation to right now. All right. Bear with me here 1 second. All right. And then in order to do the monthly, service to get, you know, get you on Google, Eddie, the $299, there's two ways that you can take care of that, brother. You can take care of it with a company, credit card, or you can do a personal debit card. Which one did you want to use?
For the time being, just the debit card, personal.
Debit card. Okay. Remember, you can always change that, Eddie. Now, the debit card, because we do work with very secure systems from Google, does it say Eddie Caballero or does it have like a middle initial?
For the debit card, no, it's going to be Eddie's my nickname. So my legal name
Eduardo.
Is Eddie Berto.
Oh,
no,
Eddie
Berto.
All right, and that's E-R-I-B-E-R-T.
Actually, it starts with an H. It's H-E-R-I. B as in boy, E-R-T-O.
Diverto, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody calls you that, huh?
it's rare. It's just, you know, with, like you said, like the Gavachos, they have a hard time pronouncing it. They're like, Harry Berto. So I had to, you know, make it short and easy for them.
That's cool. And then last name, Caballero, yeah. C-A-B-A-L-L-E-R-O?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. ¿Y tienes un middle initial in your name, Heriberto, or just like that?
My mom's maiden name, which is Rugerio. That's what the card is. Heriberto Caballero Rugerio.
Heriberto Caballero. Okay, hold on. And it has all complete three names like that. Okay, hold on. Let me put it on here. Okay, Rugerio. How do you spell that one, brother?
R-U-G-I-E-R-O.
Rugerio. That's the first time I hear that one, brother. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's an Italian last name.
Oh, okay. You got some Italian in you, bro. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Everybody in Mexico always, you know, when they joke around, talk about, oh, soy italiano. Like, yeah, right. Perfect. Okay. And then the card, Eddie, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What type of card is it?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can provide me the numbers and then I'm going to send the confirmation over to your email.
Okay.
You said you are open to commercial, right, Eddie?
Yes, I can take on commercial jobs.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Been in the past before.
Sorry for asking again, brother. The system just asked me, and I forgot to put that on there, and I'm putting it on there right now.
Not a problem.
Open to commercial, and then you are open to take on new clients at any time right now. Okay, perfect.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the card number.
Yes, give me a sec. It's because I lost my card. So I do have a picture of it, but I'm scrolling
down. Okay. No te preocupes.
Yeah.
Hey, Manny, ¿cuántos empleados tienes, Eddie?
I have a crew of 5.
Yeah, so you're I bet you're the boss to guys that are older than you, huh?
Yes and no. The job is very physical, so, you know, older men do tend to have harder time digging holes and, you know, because we can't really use heavy machinery in residential homes because we'll tear up their yard or make a mess of things, especially if we hit a pipe or something like that. So we need to manually dig out the holes to install the piers. And as we do that, it's extremely physical and very demanding.
Hey,
so,
but let me ask
you
something, bro. Are you like just the boss or you también you're hands-on, bro?
I also have done hands-on. And if I need to, I'll go ahead and, you know, if I have a guy call in sick or I'm down a man or we're a little behind on schedule or timing, then I do go ahead and get my hands dirty.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
I try not to because I know that there's better use of my time, getting more customers, running leads or whatnot. But if I have to, I absolutely have to and I'm not busy, I'll go ahead and, you know.
Ah, pero tú sabes todo del trabajo then, I mean, so that's the good part about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, exactly. I know exactly what needs to be done, how it needs to be done, and how it needs to,
the outcome that I need.
It went
okay,
wrong.
I found the card.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 4259.
Okay.
0900.
Okay.
1739.
Okay.
9719.
The expiration date?
It expires on the 6th of 2028.
Let's see. 4, 5, 6. That's gonna be June 2028, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And the last thing will be the CC code. It'll be the last three behind the card, brother.
423.
Okay, just bear with me 1 second while I verify that the card you provided is a valid one, and then we'll get the ball rolling.
Question, are you going to process the payment now? Because I did request with the previous guy that I talked to that the payment could be processed on the 1st of March, around that time, because I am working on these projects here. I want to finalize to have some funds freed up from these investments.
Oh yeah, Eske, in order to secure the spot for you on the first page, Eddie, I do have to get the payment process today. You know, para darte la posición en la primera página. So I mean, it's only like two or three days from the first. So, yeah, believe me, brother, it's gonna be worth it for you, man. You know, but yeah, we will have to get this process for you. Like I said.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So
well,
bear with me here.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, can I ask you another question? So I know that so it's going to be a work in process. I can understand that. I know that's not going to be from one day to another or a few days or maybe a few months. But
No. It's actually less than a few months, brother. I don't know who told you that, but no. You're going to be going to have presence on the
James.
Internet. Oh, okay. No. Okay. I'm sorry. I mean, he's not in the department that we are. Pero te voy a decir esto. I mean, you're going to have presence on the internet, like the ads that we run on Facebook, the website, you know, that we built for you, Bing and Apple. We're going to have you running and listed on the web within 7 to 14 days. Okay. You're already going to be listed
so
on.
I expect to have, maybe run in 7 to 14 days. I can expect to be running, some leads maybe.
Yeah, in 7 to 14 days, you can already expect, presence on the web, brother. Ya la gente te va a poder mirar. Lo único que toma un par de semanas adicional, which is normally, you know, when we talk about, you know, getting you on the first page. I mean, even with that, we work pretty quick. You know, all we have to do is verify you through Google. So, that's the only thing que toma unas semanas. Pero no, man, it doesn't take 2 or 3 months. Within 45 days, you'll have everything running. You know, pero ya vas a tener presencia within 14 days. Yeah, man, don't worry about it, brother. I got you. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Bear with me here one quick second.
Yeah, it's because the other guy had told me that because I asked him, well, it sounds very tempting, but my question was to him, am I going to be able to get rid of Angie altogether? Or well, he's like, well, maybe not. You'll still need it, but this would be like extra clients for you.
No, mira, I'm gonna talk to you straight, Eddie. Once you see what Google does for you, créeme que no vas a estar teniendo lo que estar pagando a Angie's, you know.
Okay.
Y te digo eso because even Angie's, I don't know if you know this, but even Angie, you know, they get their leads from Google, bro. That's crazy, you know. I mean, what they do is that they turn around, they get their leads from Google, and then they sell them to you. So now you being listed on that first page of Google, ya no vas a tener que estar pagándole a ellos, bro.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wanted to get rid of, because it does sound very, like, with you guys, it sounds very nice, you know, like it's one stable price. I don't have to worry about all this.
That's $299, that's never going to change, brother. Despite of how many leads, how many jobs you get, that $299 is always going to stay the same, brother.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I just have to walk you through this, what is called the voice verification. The reason is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement. So as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So te tengo que leer esto, brother. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Just to make sure that I have everything correct, can you please verify the name of the business?
Varsity Foundation Repair and Concrete.
And Concrete, okay. Si quieres que diga and Concrete on Google, ¿verdad? Obviamente.
I guess... Let's just keep it at Varsity Foundation Repair.
Repair. Okay, perfect. Because I know you were saying that you wanted to concentrate on your, you know, on lo que es fuerte tuyo, you know. That's why I was asking, brother. Believe me, I'm paying attention.
I don't want to get sidetracked.
So let's keep it at Marshik. Yeah.
Perfect. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Heriberto Caballero Rogerio. I'm the owner.
Owner, okay. And you are an authorized person to initiate services on behalf of Varsity Foundation Repair, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you are an authorized party on the billing account information you gave me?
Yes.
Okay. To get the results as fast as possible, Eddie, también pedimos that you participate in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. In hiring local Splash here alongside with Google, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. Okay, so keep that in mind. Nosotros nos vamos a encargar to make sure that we get you the jobs, okay, and keep you promoted on that first page of Google. Keep in mind, if there ever is, like, any, you want to make any changes to the website or cualquier cosa, you can always, you know, give us a call or you can do it yourself, because we're going to give you access to what is called the dashboard, donde tú puedes hacer los cambios tú mismo.
Oh, I see.
Okay. The initial payment term, keep in mind, it's going to be $299. You do pay that one-time setup fee. So $398 is your first payment, and every month after, it's going to be $299 flat rate. Okay? And then this is an important part, Eddie. Keep in mind that this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service, so you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time. I mean, I don't think that's going to have, you know, it's going to be necessary because, you know, we're going to keep you busy. Pero si quieres, lo puedes hacer en cualquier momento.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here one second. Do you have access to your emails, brother?
I do.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here one second. All right. Now, how's your day going, brother, aside from this whole Google stuff?
Well, I was working here on a project, so I was a little busy.
sorry, brother. I didn't mean to hold you up there, man. Yeah, you're gonna don't worry, brother. Como te digo, man, vas a estar really happy with the service. Ahorita vas a empezar a recibir las llamadas. I mean, los mensajes de textos, and you're gonna get the emails. You know, which is the confirmation that saying welcome to Local Splash. You know, the Google services y todo. Vas a recibir unos emails right now, brother. I'm asking you because you're going to get an email in particular que dice, welcome to Local Splash, which is your invoice. On that email that you're going to get right now, it does require you to fill out two portions of it that says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, and that the information, including the card, is yours and that you're the person authorized. If you have 2 minutes, I can do that with you. That way about that, you're going to get a call from our IT department, Eddie. I'm sure you know what the IT department is, right? They're the guys that do all the back-end work for us, right? They do the website. They put you on Google. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
More or less, what are the hours of operation?
The hours of operation, de las 8 de la mañana hasta 5 de la tarde.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do in the morning.
The morning.
Yeah, 8:30.
8:30. Okay, let me just double check here. Give me 1 second. Okay. I don't have an 8:30. The earliest one that I have is 9 or 10 a.m.
Okay, let's go ahead and do 9.
10 a.m., okay. Okay, are you in your emails by any chance? Because I can help you do this right now. That way, when they call you tomorrow, because they're going to ask you to do this anyways, you know, when they call you tomorrow, ya está listo. So if you have access to your emails, if you get in your emails, you're going to see an email that just came from us, which is a confirmation, which is your invoice. Can you let me know if you received that, brother?
Okay.
Let's see, Local Splash initial invoice. Yeah, open that one up. It's going to say, hello, Eddie. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. On that email, lo que estás buscando, dale hacia la parte de abajo, Eddie. You want to look for a little sign that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you look at that, when you see that. The click here is going to be in blue letters, brother. It says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
I see Welcome to Local Splash. Any Welcome to Local Splash?
Okay. Cuando abres el primero, dice, hello, Eddie. Thank you for choosing Local Splash, porque te van a empezar a llegar varios, brother. Es, va a ser el primerito que te llegó.
Is it click here to accept subscription?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. Okay, click on there.
Okay.
And when you click on there, it's going to take you to another page where on the top, dice Local Splash Terms of Experience. Ahora, what you want to look for is your phone number towards the bottom left, 956-621-8333. Let me know when you see your number.
Yeah.
Okay, right underneath your number is donde están las dos cajitas that you have to click on, Eddie. La primera cajita dice, I agree to receive SMS sent to my number, meaning que los das permiso de mandarte texto. And then the second one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate. So click on those two boxes. And then right underneath that, like three sentences down at the bottom, you're going to see it says, signature, your name, Heriberto Caballero Rugerio. Do you see your name?
No. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Abajito de tu nombre, there's a box in orange that you have to type in your name. It has to be identical. If not, our system will not accept it. It has to say Heriberto, capital H, then space, Caballero, capital C, space, Rogerio, capital R. So type in your name with the keyboard on your phone, and then right under that, hit confirm signature. What this is going to do, it's also going to give you access to our dashboard, Eddie. You're going to be able to see how many people are calling you from Google, how many people are clicking on the platform, cuánta gente se mete a mirar el listado, and how many calls you're getting directly from Google, which is a really good feature because you'll be able to see the progress que si está funcionando esto. I mean, al fin del día, what matters are the results, brother, que te mantengamos ocupado con trabajo. Because right now, you told me you are able to take on more work, and that's what I wanted to hear.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me know when you did that, brother, and I can verify on my end that it's good.
I'm trying to click on the confirm.
Oh, you know what? You have to turn your phone sideways. If it doesn't let you, it's because...
Oh.
Yeah, when you turn your phone sideways, it'll let you click on it.
Oh, it says that it does not match.
Mirar si a lo mejor el nombre. Okay. If it doesn't match, it means that the name that you typed in is not matching exactly como está ahí. You want to look at it again and tell me if I spelled it correctly?
You put R-U-G-I-E-R-I-O. It's R-U-G-E-R-I-O.
I-R-O. I put an E. Okay. Just put it. Ponlo como está aquí. I'll fix it on my end. But can you just put it como está acá?
Oh.
So it's... Give it to me again, Eddie. It's R what?
R-U-G-E-R-I-O.
R-I-O. Oh, Rugerio, and I put Rugero. Okay. Sorry about that, brother.
Yeah, let me go ahead and type it in. It's okay.
Rugerio. Oh, okay. I see what I did. Oh, okay. I have to flip over. Okay. All right. I see. Let me do that right now. All right. Let me know when you hit the confirm, and then I'll verify that everything is good on our end.
Hitting confirm still tells me that.
Put Heriberto Caballero Rugero, like the way I spelled it. Just put it the way that I spelled it, and it should be able to accept it when you hit confirm.
Oh, okay. Without a capital. Ooh. Yeah, it's still not letting me.
Okay, you didn't put a capital on there or no?
No.
Okay, yeah, because it's capital H, capital C, and capital R.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah. And Rugerio, the way I spelled it, I misspelled it as R-U-G-I-E-R-O. So spell it in that way. And let me know if it goes through.
R-U-G-I-E-R-I-O?
Oh, no, yeah. R, como está ahí? Just like R-U-G-I-E-R-O.
Okay.
Rugerio. R-U-G-I-E-R-O. Heriberto Caballero Rugerio. I don't know why the hell I would misspell that, man. My bad.
All right. Yeah, I think it went through.
Okay, here, I'll check on my end. If it went through, it's going to take you to another page that's going to say, welcome to Local Splash. It's going to ask you for your username and password, if everything went through correctly.
It does.
Okay, yeah, so I went through correctly. All right, you're going to get those mañana from the IT guys. Mañana, just have access to your phone and the pictures que te las van a pedir para hacer el website, Eddie. And then let me be the first one to say, brother, welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside with Google. Y te digo esto very straight up, bro, because me caíste muy bien, man. And like I said, bro, it's awesome to see that you're a young buck, man, out there doing your thing, man. Mira. You're going to love the services with Google, man. It's not only going to, help keep you busy, but it's going to put Varsity Foundation Repair on the map. And believe me, that's the ultimate goal. You know, de que la gente sepa quién eres y que estés ocupado. Okay? So, what we want is to have a long-term relationship with Varsity Foundation Repair. And we know that the only way to do that, brother, is to make sure that we keep you busy y que tengas trabajos. So, again, I think you're going to love the services with Google, Eddie. Just do me a favor. Please don't miss the phone call tomorrow at 9 a.m., brother.
9 a.m. Okay. I'll be pending for the call.
Yeah, yeah. Te digo eso because it's going to be the technicians, right? These guys, everything's already done on my end. Yeah, everything's paid for. Everything's all set. All you want to do is provide them the information that they need so they can get the listings going. And again, just make sure you don't miss the call so we can get you up there, brother, because I know that ultimately lo que quieres es tener trabajos and be busy, man. And like I tell you, bro, Google will definitely help you with that, brother. Again, welcome to the family. You're going to be very happy with the Google services, Heriberto. And again, thank you for giving us that opportunity, brother. We'll talk to you mañana a las 9. Just please be on standby.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be on standby.
Okay, Eddie, thank you so much, brother. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 9 a.m.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, take care, brother. Okay, bye-bye now.